The first matter on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2012-04, Justice Party of Mississippi. And we have Mr. James Farrar on the phone. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Farrar. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
As you know, Mr. Farrar, we discussed this advisory opinion request two weeks ago here at the Commission, and thank you for everything you've submitted and for giving us the time to consider some other points. The Office of General Counsel did some additional research for us. Thank you very much, Ms. Wallstreicher. And as it turns out, there's really nothing, as far as I can tell, in the legislative history that changes the draft that was made blue 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, I was hoping that there was something that we might be able to hang our hats on. And with respect to the language in the statute that we discussed at the last meeting, I still think that you can read it either way, but I think probably the safest course is to approve the advisory opinion that was placed on the public agenda for the last meeting. So does anybody have any questions for Mr. Farrar, any comments? Commissioner McGann.
Just a few comments. I agree that we didn't find anything in the legislative history to massage the statutory language in the direction that I'd hoped we could massage it last time. Two thoughts. First, I thought about turning this around on these facts. Say, for example, there is a group that may or may not be a political party that hasn't actually had a federal candidate on the ballot yet or nominated or some version of those facts. And a complaint is filed and it ends up in a MUR. I wouldn't make them a political party and subject them to all sorts of contribution limits. That just doesn't make any sense. And although I'm tempted to, in this case, recognize these folks as a political party, I think it does more harm than good long term. Which brings me to my second point. Until a group has a candidate, I don't see a basis to impose contribution limits. The discussion we had last time was that this would help your fundraising because otherwise you'd be subject to, I guess, state law limits, which I presume are less than the federal limits. But if you take a look at a case, FEC versus Unity 08, I guess it was Unity 08 versus FEC, they sued the commission. The D.C. Circuit made clear that until they actually had a candidate, all the rationale that goes into imposing contribution limits doesn't exist. So it seems to me that you could have a federal account that's not considered technically a party committee but doesn't have contribution limits until you have a candidate, and then once you get a candidate, you amend your statement of organization to make yourself a party committee. You have the benefit, then, of the federal law preempting the state law and the state limits, because under federal law, for the federal account, you wouldn't have limits. And then you also can still call yourself party committee. You're just not a party committee on the form you file with the FEC. There's no real restriction on what you call yourself if you're doing this. It's when I thought it through that way, it seems to me that if you're concerned about the fundraising and the contribution limits, that's one way to do it. Now, I'm not sure if any other commissioner thinks that's the way to do it or not, but it seems to me that it is something to think about. And that then relieves the pressure on trying to be an FEC-recognized party committee for purposes of fundraising. You get the benefit of the federal law vis-a-vis the state law without the detriment of cumbersome contribution limits that, until you have a candidate, have no basis. So I just want to throw that out to you, that because I think I've found another way to accomplish the goal, I don't feel the need to massage the statute and bend over backwards to do something that, as I said on my first point, I think causes more harm than good. Maybe this doesn't solve your problem, but it's at least a start for the future. Thank you.
Madam Vice
Thank
Chair.
You.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I apologize for having missed the first part of this discussion last time, although, believe me, nobody would have wanted to have been sitting around a dais with me back then. But And I appreciate the comments that were submitted. I just wanted to note that the comments mostly rely on the campaign guide, and we put out these guides. We try to be helpful to people, but ultimately it's the statute and the regulations that we need to look to determine the answer to people's questions. And I think under the statute there really isn't a lot of flexibility here. So I'm going to support the draft.
Is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of agenda document number 12-10, the draft advisory opinion 2012-04 to the Justice Department, Justice Party of Mississippi. Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Farrar.
Thank you. I do appreciate the Commission's time. Can I make one small statement?
Sure.
Non-aggressive, I promise. I just want to point out that part of the misunderstanding did come from the brochure, and I do recognize what you're saying. You have to go back to the statute, and I fully support you doing that. My problem was finding the statute, because even in pages 1 through 244 in the preceding through whatever pages of the federal election campaign laws compiled by the FEC and the 568-page document Code of Federal Regulations, Title 11, Federal Elections, going through those 800 pages, I was not able to find an answer to the question. So that was part of my problem, and I do appreciate y'all's assistance and y'all's clarification. I hope that maybe possibly the commission will consider a supplemental to further explain this for folks who are more along the common folk like me instead of an educated attorney. But I do want to thank you all for your time, and I appreciate y'all taking the time to research and everything.
Thank you very much, Ms. Farrar. Mr. Farrar, we appreciate your comments.
And y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.